carnivory. One swipe of their tail can render an enemy senseless.
I believe we've just about exhausted the subject. I want to thank you very much for coming by. I know it works a great hardship on you to come in here from Upper Montclair, New Jersey.
Yes.
And I want to thank you. Do you have a ride home?
No, I don't.
Well, maybe somebody here in the audience will be kind enough to give you a lift after the show.
That would be very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and now we wish to give up a portion of our valuable airtime for a rebuttal to a recent Bob and Ray editorial. We feel that allowing those who disagree with our views to speak out is the only fair thing to do.
And we also feel it's the only safe thing to do unless we want to get in big trouble with the Federal Communications Commission.
Well, yes, there is that aspect of the situation, too. But in keeping with our policy of granting equal time, for whatever reason, we have with us today Mr. Gordon C. Whitsett. I believe you said that you're affiliated with the Taxpayers Alliance of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Is that correct, sir?
That's right. I might add that my whole group is pretty burned up with you two jerks. I told them what you said in your editorial, and they wanted to come down here with me and beat you to a pulp.
Well, there's no need for violence, Mr. Whitsett. That's one of the reasons we give opponents of our views a chance to respond on the air, so why don't you just go ahead with your statement?
You bet your sweet life I will, and I intend to do it right now,
too. Fine. I wish you would. Just go ahead.
I intend to. My fellow Americans, Bob and Ray are nothing but a couple of melonheads who are totally ignorant of the financial problems in Pittsburgh. Yet these two chumps have blatantly come out in favor of building a subway system there. We say Pittsburgh does not need a subway. And furthermore...
Excuse me, Mr. Whitsett, but...
You sit down. I haven't even had a chance to give the figures on how much a Pittsburgh subway would cost. You cleverly skipped over that in your editorial, didn't you?
No, sir, that's what I was trying to interrupt. You see, we've never presented a Bob and Ray editorial about building a Pittsburgh subway.
Now, don't give me that stuff. I heard it, and I immediately notified my group. And we're all pretty burned up.
Oh, I don't doubt that you and your friends feel strongly, Mr. Whitsett, but you couldn't have heard an editorial like that on this station. Why would we care whether you build a subway in Pittsburgh anyway?
Well, that was going to be my next point. But you've kind of taken the wind out of my sails here. You know, I think there's a station in Pittsburgh that's close to yours on the radio dial. I wonder if that's where I heard the editorial I'm replying to.
It's entirely possible. I know we've never broadcast an editorial about a Pittsburgh subway.
Well, I guess I must have heard it on that other station back home, and I feel kind of silly about this.
Well, no need to do that. We all make mistakes, so if you just sit down there in the corner until you feel composed enough to leave...
Oh, not so fast. I feel fine. I've still got 2 minutes of my time left for the rebuttal.
Yeah, but we've already agreed that you're on the wrong station.
My fellow Americans, the proposal to build a subway system is one of the most vital issues facing Pittsburgh today. Yet you've just heard Bob and Ray admit that they've never once delivered an editorial on this important matter.
Oh, come on now.
Keep out of this. Friends, the callous disregard showed by Bob and Ray in choosing to ignore the Pittsburgh subway debate is shameful. Over the years, such a subway system could cost the taxpayers of Pittsburgh at least $100 million. Yet Bob and Ray don't think it's important enough to gain their attention.
Mr. Whitsett, you're not entitled to this equal time. You're replying to an editorial that we never broadcast in the first
place. That's my point exactly. No editorial was ever broadcast on this subject by Bob and Ray. And for this disregard of the public interest, I say, hang your heads in shame. The good people of Pittsburgh will never ignore such a vital issue, regardless of the failure of you two bums to speak out.
Is that...
Thank you.
Finally complete your remarks?
Yes, now I just hope you two guys get what's coming to you. Goodbye.
You've been listening to an editorial rebuttal. It was mistakenly delivered by Mr. Gordon C. Whitsett of the Pittsburgh Taxpayers Alliance.
We recognize our responsibility to grant equal time to those with opposing viewpoints. However, we also recognize the fact that Mr. Whitsett should have expressed his opinions on a station in Pittsburgh. Therefore, we urge responsible parties with opposing views to contact the station where Mr. Whitsett should have been.
This editorial reply has been produced under the auspices of the Bob and Ray Public Affairs Department, which assumes no responsibility for its content. Thank you.
There... A couple of selections from Bob and Ray, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you identified that pair as the answer to this morning's history riddle. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start.
Happy 4th of July!
The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. Now, a story from the WQED Writers Contest. This one from kindergartner Sean.
My name is Sean. I am 6 years old, and I live in Mount Carmel. The name of my story is What Can I Be When I Grow Up? My best friend, Daniel, asked me, what do you want to be when you grow up? Maybe I'll be a firefighter. No, too smoky. Maybe I'll be a barber. No, too hairy. Maybe I'll be a garbage man. No, too smelly. Maybe I'll be an ice cream truck driver. No, too melty. Maybe I'll be a lumberjack. No, too woody. Maybe I'll be a gardener. No, too sluggy. Maybe I'll be an astronaut. No, too starry. Maybe I'll be a snowplow. No, too snowy. Maybe I'll be a basketball coach. No, too yelly. Maybe I'll be a paleontologist. Yes, so cool. I'll love to dig up fossils into the sunset.
Finally, the right career. We'll have another story this morning at 10 o'clock from the WQED Writers Contest.
Up solid, I know they won't come down. Amp them up solid, but I so they won't come down. Tamp them up solid, though they won't come down. Tamp them up solid, but I so they won't come down. Baby, when you marry, get a railroad man. Every day I'll be paid, dollar bill in your. And the baby laying in the bed thinking about the money that I ain't made. Don't tamp them up solid, oh, they won't come down. Tamp them up solid, but so they won't come down. Thank you.
rat and called the water boy. Then the water boy laughed. Captain kicked the water boy. And it yes, yes, yes. Dogs tap him up solid. Oh, they won't come down. Tap him up solid. But it's so they won't come down. And you can do it. And you can do it. And you can do it. Oh, they won't come down.
There is the great Roy Cooter. The song requested by Jim in Blackridge, Tamp 'em Up Solid. Starting this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade, welcome. In just moments, we're going to give you a chance to solve our crossword puzzle of the air.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's PAIR.com.
In about 15 minutes, Stacy Offit of the Fiber Arts Guild of Pittsburgh will join us to talk about Fiber Art International 2022, running through August 20th at Brewhouse Association and Contemporary Craft. Also, this hour, artist Zim Syed. We'll talk about his exhibit at Boxheart Gallery and his Pittsburgh Solidarity for Change mural. Nice to have you along today. It's time to see if you can solve our crossword puzzle of the air. There are eight letters in this morning's answer. Eight letters. And the clue is storm. Storm. The second letter and the sixth letter are both the letter O. So we have blank O, blank, 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 O, blank, blank. Again, the clue is storm. Our answer has eight letters. The second letter is O, and the sixth letter is O. Why not participate for the very first time today? 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234 or use instant input by going to slbradio.org/radio. Good luck. We'll give you more letters if need be throughout the next few moments. Arlen Bennett next at the Saturday Light Brigade. Our number again, 412-200-5975.
I was born on Independence Day, July 4th. They signed their lives away that I might form a more perfect union. But I'm not perfect. ever claimed to be my architects were men who believed in life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Yes, I am a father, I am a mother, I am a neighbor, I'm like no other. I am a wise man, I am a newborn child. Oh, I am America. People came in any way they could on iron ships and dinghies made of wood, 'cause they believed streets paved with gold. Oh, what they learned by the hammer and the axe, that what is earned on their broken backs is worth more than I could ever give. I am a father, I am a mother, I am a neighbor, I'm like no other. I am a wise man, I am a newborn child. Oh, I am America. By the Almighty God, but I can't rest from those who want me gone. Every day's a test whether I will endure. So I leave it up to you to stand and fight for all that you could lose and keep the light in the hover. I am a mother, I am a neighbor, I'm like no other. I am a wise man, I am a newborn child. Oh, I am America.
Come on and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. From Colorado, Kansas, and the Carolinas too, Virginia and Alaska, from the old to the new, Texas and Ohio and the California shore, tell me who could ask for more. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. Yet she's only as rich as the poorest of the poor, only as free as a padlocked prison door, only as strong as our love for this land, only as tall as we stand. For here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. Come on and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand.
Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. For her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all, on us all.
From 1964, Phil Oakes. And Arlen Bennett before that, and I, America. Good morning to Bonnie. Bonnie, I missed acknowledging your earlier answer this morning to our history riddle. Tom in McCandless, as well as James and Sarah in Shippenville, Pennsylvania, both thought that our crossword puzzle answer is monsoon, and that fits. It fits quite well, in fact, and so Tommy got monsoon, too. Tommy and Stu also got a different answer, which happened to be the one that I have in mind, but monsoon fits. Let me give you one more letter. The third letter is W. So an eight-letter word that answers the clue, storm. The second letter is O. The third letter is W. And the sixth letter is also O. We'll see if you can come up with the one that we have in mind this morning, although monsoon is a perfectly good answer based on the first clues we gave. I see Sharon is right on the ball. She just got the correct answer. Words are her thing, you know. Coming up, we will have the correct answer in just a moment.
Thank you.
Well, a lot of guesses of Monsoon coming in. And Monsoon fits our clue of Storm when we added the third letter as a W. That helped some folks come up with the one that we had in mind. Eight letters all together. Second letter O, third letter W. The sixth letter O and the seventh letter U. Did you get it? Sharon did. The word we were looking for, downpour. Downpour. I kind of liked Monsoon, too. But downpour is the one we were looking for. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 15 minutes with our high clue puzzle. Right now, it's a pleasure to welcome Stacy Offit from the Fiber Arts Guild of Pittsburgh. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here this morning. I want to be sure we have your phone connected well. Are you on a speakerphone by any chance, Stacy?
I just switched.
Okay. Yeah, that's much better. Thank you. The Fiber Arts Guild of Pittsburgh is going to be continuing with Fiber Art International 2022. And first, tell us a little bit about the guild.
Sure. So the Fiber Arts Guild of Pittsburgh is a nonprofit, member-driven organization. They produce many different things, including the Fiber Art International, which is their largest project that happens every 3 years. They also have lectures, critiques. They produce educational programs, and they're a very amazing organization that continues to foster the development of fiber and textile art.
And it's an exciting time with this exhibit coming up, which, as you just pointed out, only happens every 3 years. And it's already underway. I know that folks can go to the Brew House. That's one location. Also Contemporary Craft at their new location. What are some of the highlights for this year?
Oh, there's so many. Fiber Arts includes all kinds of different mediums. It's really a focus of innovative development of traditional arts, like think basketry or weaving or book arts, embroidery, crochet, and really pushing the boundaries of those traditional art forms, but also including new media and new materials. So we have artists from all over the world who are really pushing the boundaries. We have artists who have laser cut X-ray film and woven it together into large scale hanging sculpture. We have artists who are spinning recycled newspaper using the traditional methods of spinning and creating sculptures, like hanging wall sculptures. So there are really a lot. It's a vast variety of different works that you'll find at both Contemporary Craft and Brew House galleries.
It must be hard to organize something like this. Does it take, when this is over, will you pretty much be starting again to try to get it all organized? I would think you would be.
Oh, there's a bit of an overlap in the project cycle. Yes, for sure. It's a 3-year project cycle, and we get the most exciting momentum while the show is up, of course, and it did open on June 3rd, and it runs until August 20th. The show also travels, and it's going to go to another location, another museum. So the momentum right now is really high. And so, yeah, we are definitely working towards 2025, which will be the next iteration of this amazing triennial.
How can folks get involved with the Guild if there might be some people that have been working in fiber for a long time? Is there a way to apply for membership or to get engaged?
Yeah, the website, fiberartsbgh.org, has all the member information. It's a small fee to join, and there's also a reduced artist support fee that makes it more accessible. Yeah, so anyone can join, and then there are many committees. The Guild is extremely organized. There are many committees that you can join depending on your interest area. And if you are interested in the Fiber Art International or any of the outreach projects that the Guild produces, they make it very easy to get involved. They're a very warm and embracing organization, which, of course, is how I got involved. And they make it very, very easy to participate.
Well, I hope folks will consider visiting Brewhouse Association as well as Contemporary Craft to see the Fiber Art International 2022, which is open through August 20th. Stacey, anything else you'd like to mention?
Oh, I think you nailed it. Yeah, definitely go out and see the show. It's free. As long as the galleries are open, pop in and see it and enjoy. It's an incredible show. Historically, it's the most widespread geographical representation of works that we've ever had. And it's right here in Pittsburgh.
Wonderful.
So please get down there. Yeah. Thanks so much for having me, Larry.
Our pleasure. Take care.
At the east end of town, at the foot of the hill, there's a chimney so tall that says Aragon Mill. But there's no smoke at all coming out of the stack, 'cause the mill has pulled out and it ain't coming back. And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows
Gone Mill by Peggy Seeger. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great network of community radio stations and internet radio stations, plus streaming services including Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden. Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at 515-605-9542 and slbradio.org/radio.
What if no one would kill for their religion? What if armies had a bake sale for their wars? What if children of the world made world decisions? Paint by number, Jesus wouldn't hang around anymore. Everything's A-okay in the USA, in the good old USA. Everything's A-okay in the USA, in the good old USA. Like everything and nothing leads to wisdom. It's like no one really meant what they meant. It's like every man's a king, every house a kingdom. It's like Joe McCarthy was our acting president. Everything's A-okay in the USA, in the good old USA. Everything's A-okay in the USA, in the good old USA. Everything's A-okay in the USA, in the good old USA. Everything's A-okay in the USA, in the good old USA.
Here at the Saturday Light Brigade, that song from 2007. Our high clue coming up in a moment. Andre Previn is here now.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
SLB is proud to collaborate with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and our friends at Nova Place for the 2022 Solar Concert Series. Join us this Thursday at Buell Community Park and the Nova Place Plaza lawn on Pittsburgh's north side. This Thursday, July 7th, we'll be at Buell Community Park for the opener, Miss Freddie's Home Cooking Band, with a mix of gospel, blues, classic rock, country, a bit of bluegrass even, and more. This concert will be at Buell Community Park this Thursday, July 7th, and every Thursday in July and August thereafter. You can find the schedule at slbradio.org. I hope that I will get a chance to see you there. I'll be on hand along with members of the Zero Fossil team doing solar-powered sound, and your friends from the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Nova Place. Thanks for spending some of the holiday weekend with us. We're playing a number of songs today with themes about the nation and Independence Day and freedom. I know that the 4th of July sometimes creates mixed feelings, and a lot of the songs we're playing today are meant to show a range of different thoughts and themes. I'm glad you're able to be with us, and it's the kind of 4th of July weekend show we've done for many, many, many years. I remember my friends Steve Heimel and Johanna Yorich years ago producing a show called The Limits of Liberty. And that show featured This Land is Your Land as a theme song, but it talked about limitations on liberty and kind of went throughout the years, historically and contemporary. And thinking about them in a moment, we're going to talk a little bit about how that song came together, This Land is Your Land, by way of an interview with Pete Seeger. That'll be coming up momentarily. Right now, let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our high clue. Ricky has pre-audited it for our convenience. It's a shade of green and a snack chip topping, too, when mashed and seasoned. It's a shade of green and a snack chip topping, too, when mashed and seasoned. Can you solve our high clue if you can? 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Or 1-888-752-7234.
I found a piece of paper among Woody's, many pieces of paper, and at the top of the page it says, God Blessed America. I found that when he was hitchhiking through Pennsylvania, he'd have to go in for a cup of coffee occasionally, a nickel cup of coffee it was in those days, and God Bless America was a big hit at the time, and it was on the jukebox. So that was the last line of every verse. This land is your land, so on. God blessed America for me. As I went walking that ribbon of highway, God blessed America for me. I roamed in a ramble, followed my footsteps. to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts, God blessed America for me, was a great high wall there that tried to stop me. A sign was painted that said, private property. Isn't that great to rhyme stop me with property? But on the backside, it didn't say nothing. God blessed America for me. When the sun came shining, then I was strolling, the wheat fields waving, the dust clouds rolling. The voice was chanting as the fog was lifting. God blessed America for me. One bright sunny morning, by the shadow of the steeple, by the relief office, I saw my people. As they stood there hungry, I stood there wondering if God blessed America for me. That's how he wrote the song in 1940. We never heard him sing it once. But somewhere in the next 8 years, he added a few verses and he got a new last line. This land was made for you and me. And there was a tiny, tiny little recording company called Folkways. And in 1948, the man in charge of the company, his name was Moses Ash, he said, Woody, you're going to get 2.5 minutes of a song on one side of a record. We have to cut a few verses. And maybe that's why some of those verses didn't get in the recording. However, it was still a good song. And up in New York, there was a visitor who worked for a big, huge publishing company that published millions and millions of books for schools. And he said, I think I'll put this in that book. And kids loved it. And they would sing it, and then they'd go home and they'd sing it. 20 years later, everybody in this country knew the song, and it had never been played on the radio, never sold in a single music store. It literally would have been unknown if it hadn't been for those kids. Kids made the song famous.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. The voice was chanting as the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, the dust clouds rolling, the voice coming chanting, and the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me.
The great Woody Guthrie here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Pete Seeger talking a bit about how Woody Guthrie wrote that song and how it came to popularity. Did you sing that in a songbook? Growing up in school, we sure did. Russ came up with the correct answer to our haiku puzzle. So did Tommy. And so did Debbie. Here it is again. It's a shade of green and a snack chip. Topping two when mashed and seasoned. 412-205-9975. We'll give you another moment or two to identify the answer. 412-205-9975. I was just thinking lime almost works. It's a shade of green. Although I don't know if a lime would be a good snack chip topping when mashed and seasoned. Mint would work. Mint green, it's a shade of green. Well, it's not on snack chips, I don't think. I believe Tom has got the correct answer. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy 4th of July weekend.
Great. So are we a fourth of the way through July then, since it's the 4th of July?
The 4th of... I don't know. I never really thought about that.
I have so much time I can think about things like that, you know?
You know, Russ sent me the Pantone sample for this color. Which is kind of amazing that he was able to find that and send it to us. But I'm looking at it right now, and it looks perfect.
What's the number of that?
The Pantone sample number? Let me see. Give me just a moment to find it. 18-0430. 18-0430.
Because I used to use the Pantone colors at work, and I will always wonder what's the difference between the one before it and the one after, you know?
Yes. Yes, two drops of black or two drops of white. Or
right.
Those colors
but
always
anyway,
amaze me.
The answer depends if you're from Florida, it's an avocado. If you're from California, it's an avocado.
I've never heard avocado. Do people really
say
that?
That's how I always pronounce it. And then when I look it up to spell, or when I try to spell it, I always spell it wrong.
Huh.
Because I think there's an L in there instead of a V.
No, it's just A-V. Yeah, A-V-O-C-A-D-O. Avocado, a shade of green. And then when a snack chip topping too, guacamole, when smashed and seasoned.
So would you guacamole for a avocado?
I think I probably would.
Well, you know, you could put lime with the avocado to make guacamole. I think some people recipes, that's probably included. You can throw a little mint in it, like that mint flavor.
Yeah, lime, mint, cilantro is a good thing to add. Sometimes lemon. But the avocado, minus the pit, is definitely the key ingredient.
Right. Well, you know, I bury my stuff, like my vegetable scraps and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I dig a hole in my garden and I, you know, put dirt on top of it. And I was cleaning weeds out and I pulled this weed out and there was this kind of nutty looking thing at the bottom. And I tossed it to the side, you know, and then later on I thought, wait, that's the avocado.
You can,
and it was,
yeah.
It grew. And so now I have like a 3-foot avocado tree in my front room, and I got another one. So they eventually come up. I think probably if you were really conscientious about it, you would probably put it in a little dirt or some water like they used to do with the sweet potato. I don't know if when you're
yeah.
And grow it and stuff like that.
Yeah, if you want, I can cut out this little Pantone sample and you can use a little twist tie and put it on the stem so you know what it is.
I'll just put the number on. That's all I need.
There you go. Thanks, Tom. Happy 4th.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Congratulations if you came up with avocado. We'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up. It looks like we have an answer also from Zach. Well done, Zach.
All my life, you could say I've been lonely. All my days, I've been bluer than blue. A starving man in the middle of a restaurant. Buddy, it was madness living on sadness pie and lonely stew. All I knew was the plainest potato. How I pined for just a little spice. Spread some sugar up on my plate, oh yes. Hit me with some honey and everything that's nice. Avocado woo-woo. Avocado woo-woo. Buddy, use your baby as sweet as mine. Avocado woo-woo. Avocado woo-woo-woo. Just give me that dish that's so divine. And when I'm feeling sad and low, she always soothes me so. And there I was at the end of my napkin. The time had come for me to pay my bill. Then love walked in and gave me a slap. Can you dig? The salt started shaking. I thought it was the bacon or the beans upon the grill. And since that day, everything has been dandy. The head chef has granted me my wish. Now all the world is sweeter than candy. I got my baby and she's my favorite dish. Avocado, woo, buddy is your baby, as sweet as mine. Ooh, avocado, woo, avocado, woo, just give me that dish that's so divine. And when I'm feeling sad and low, always soothes me so. Oh, avocado, give me a sign. Yeah, avocado, I'm so glad you're mine.
Avocado Woo Woo by Tin Men. Congratulations if you came up with avocado. Good morning to Bob and Swickley. Good to have you aboard. And without further ado, and with apologies for a little delay, I want to get to artist Zim Zayed, who's with us. Zim, are you there?
Hey, Larry. How's it going?
Good, thanks. It's good to talk to you. And thank you for hanging on. I was talking with another listener and wanted to just finish that chat. And you have a number of works that are up. We linked to your page over at Boxheart Gallery. But before we talk about that, I'd like to learn about the Pittsburgh Solidarity for Change mural. Just more about the project and how folks can engage with it.
Of course. So we did that project in 2020. It was a citywide project. It wasn't just my mural. I think there were 75 artists and 75 murals. It's getting a little blurry now because it's been a couple of years, but I believe that was the case. You know, there are a lot of great local artists who worked on these murals, and they're all around the city. There's a ton downtown and then the Strip District, and there's a central theme and messaging to the murals. The project manager, he was very passionate about anti-gun violence, so one of the things we did was we started all the murals with orange paint, and because the color represents this messaging for anti-gun violence, and then the second aspect of the project that I thought was really cool was we all, like, every single one of these murals had a day where we had the community come out and paint messages that went underneath the mural that were still visible, and they're still visible from my mural.
Yeah, I'm looking. It's a mural. In this case, it's John Lewis is right the centerpiece of it, and there's a QR code that will get you to a narrated piece by Paradise Gray, hip-hop legend who is here locally in the Pittsburgh area. And
I got to meet Paradise, and that was pretty cool. Founder of One Hood.
Yep, Paradise is an amazing man who a lot of folks don't know. Paradise is right here in Pittsburgh. The mural's gorgeous. It's on Locust, right? Is that the street?
Yeah, on Locust Street, 1850 Locust Street.
1850 Thank Locust you. Street in Uptown. And we've linked to it. You can get a good look at it. And over at Boxheart Gallery, you also have a lot of work on display right now.
Nicole and Josh, they run Boxheart Gallery, and I love them. They're really cool. They're really cool people, and they have great taste. And I have a couple of pieces up there right now. I'm hoping to get a few more up soon, maybe. Or we have a contract, so I switch out paintings with them from time to time.
There's a portrait of Batman that's there I'm looking at. And the one called Wage, that's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Are these, it's hard to tell sometimes looking at the images online, but I'm guessing these are oil, am I right, or acrylic?
They're mostly acrylics. Wage is acrylics and oil. I like to do a little mixed media work or mixed paint work from time to time because it really gives you different textures, and I really love playing with the different kind of textures that you can put up on there.
Gosh, these are beautiful. I would really recommend you're looking at these Zim's work up at boxheartgallery.com. Just click on his name. Well, I'm glad we could talk. Was there anything else you wanted to mention that's going on?
So actually, that painting, Wage, is going to be at the AAP, the Associated Artists of Pittsburgh, new member show. So if anybody's around for that, feel free to drop by. I think they're open to the public, and there'll be snacks, I believe.
Excellent. And is that show, do you know when that is?
You know, it's sometime in late July, maybe early August. I'd have to look through a lot of emails to look at it. But yeah, if you guys want, if anybody wants to see my work, Box Art, or on my website, and I'll definitely post it about it on my website when the show comes up. So maybe check out my website sometime, and you might see the show details.
I'll see if I can find out more information too, and relay that. Thanks so much, Sim. It's good to talk with you. Take care. Bye bye. That's Zim Zayed, and you can catch out his work. I'll see if I can find out the information about the Associated Artists show that he just mentioned. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
And streams. Here's to the hopes and dreams of America. Here's to the city streets, pumping the pulse and beat to America. Here's to the farms and towns, the sights and sounds. Here's to the ups and downs of America. Here's to the tried and true, the red, the white, and the blue of America. Here's to the silver screen of the music scene in America. Here's to the arts and crafts, people who make us laugh in America. Here's to the song, the dance, true romance, all those who take a chance in America.